Chapter 18, A Serendipitous Journey. Some people say coincidences are meaningful. That it's the universe trying to tell you something. Lurelin Page Hassan was watching Klaus from afar, who was coming toward him in a blue suit, smiling and gliding. Michael stopped and brought Klaus and Nina to Hassan. He was there. We know each other. Right, Hassan? Nina asked. Right, Hassan replied. Why haven't you told me? Michael asked. I wasn't aware of our contract with Klaus and Nina's company. Hassan justified. Are you close? Asked Michael. Yes, I am Hassan's boyfriend, Klaus replied. Oh, that is wonderful. Now let's start our meeting. So, Michael proceeded to the meeting. We will catch up with you, Klaus said. Right behind you, Nina followed. Are you okay? Klaus asked Hassan. This is too much pressure for me, Hassan exclaimed. Is it? Klaus smiled at Hassan. Stop looking at me like that. You are not helping. Nevertheless, Hassan was still anxious about the meeting. We have to start, shall we? Nina began the meeting. Klaus and Nina entered the meeting room, and Hassan followed behind them. Hassan began his presentation, and everyone was listening to him attentively. He was a little worried, but soon, he got over it. He demonstrated confidence and presented information with the most effective approach, and his data was well researched. He presented it in such a way that everyone understood him. After Hassan finished his presentation, many questions were asked, and he answered all of them. Klaus and Nina smiled after everyone was finished with questions. That was very impressive, Nina commended his presentation skills. He is Hassan, he is one of the best on our team, Michael backed Hassan. We can see that, Klaus seconded. They started to talk about the proposal, which ended with an agreement. Nina looked and smiled at Hassan. So, that is Hassan. Finally, someone good enough to beat Klaus's habits, Nina said to herself. Nina wanted to have a private conversation with Hassan after the meeting. Can we talk? Nina asked Hassan. Sure. Hassan responded. Who are you? Nina asked out of curiosity. I am Hassan. We met yesterday, Hassan replied with a smile. I know your name, but I don't know how you managed to be Klaus's boyfriend. You achieved the impossible, Nina stressed Hassan impressing Klaus to be his boyfriend. Klaus is a charming guy, and I really like him, Hassan replied calmly with a calm candor. Have you met his kids? I've met them all. I haven't seen him smile like this in years. I want to say thank you. Can I get my boyfriend back? Klaus intervened in the conversation between Hassan and Nina. He is all yours, Nina replied with a soft chuckle. Nina left Hassan with Klaus. What did she say? Klaus asked. She wants to know me, Hassan replied. You were great there, Klaus said. You think? Hassan asked. Can we have lunch together? Klaus asked Hassan if he would go out for lunch with him. I have work to do, Hassan excused. Klaus turned to Michael and directly asked for his permission to take Hassan out for lunch. Michael, is it okay to take my boyfriend to have lunch together? He is all yours. Excellent work, Hassan, Michael approved while lauding Hassan's work. Thank you, Hassan acknowledged. So, now that you are free, Klaus said, giving Hassan a teasing look that he can't refuse him now. Hassan, Klaus and Nina walked toward the elevator. Klaus whispered in Hassan's ear, why don't you kiss me? We are in the elevator, Hassan said. Come on, kiss him already, Nina insisted. Hassan and Klaus kissed, and Nina smiled. Then, Klaus brought Hassan and Nina together to a restaurant for lunch. Klaus held Hassan's hand and went in together when they arrived at the restaurant. Nina looked at them with a big smile on her face. Andrew asked Hassan to speak privately at night, so he went to his room. Here we are, you can tell me, Andrew kept a low tone. Promise me whatever I tell you will stay between us, Hassan put a condition for Andrew to keep the secret to himself.
I promise.
Now tell me, Andrew said. Hassan started narrating Oliver's story, and Andrew listened to it quietly, which was unusual of him. What Hassan said wasn't possible for Andrew. While listening to Hassan, Andrew felt intense pain. But he stopped his tears from falling, and he was about to cry. Andrew put his hands on his mouth after Hassan told Andrew and began to cry. Hassan hugged Andrew, "It's okay. Bad things happen to good people all the time," Hassan said. Andrew was unable to control his tears. He felt a mixed storm in his body, which he could no longer contain. He would stop, wipe his tears, only to break down again. This went on for 15 minutes. How can a person go through all of that and still stand? Andrew said. Carrying that pain all that time doesn't make you weak, but it makes you unstoppable if you can manage to stand up again. Hassan said to Andrew. What are you going to do? Andrew asked while slightly panting.
I have to stand by his side till the end, Hassan answered Andrew.
That's why you are my favorite person in the whole world, Andrew rushed to hug Hassan. Come here, Hassan pulled Andrew towards himself. Hassan hugged Andrew and kissed him on the forehead.
You didn't tell me about your new boyfriend, Hassan said.
He is John's therapist, Andrew told Hassan about the guy he was dating.
Who?
Hassan forgot about the guy Andrew was talking about.
John's therapist.
Do you know him?
Andrew asked.
I don't know him, but since John started to see him, nothing good happened. He is a terrible shrink, Hassan showed his disapproval.
Why?
Andrew asked. He is the one who told John to walk away from Carlos when they had a problem. Finally, Hassan revealed the truth behind John's breakup.
How did you know?
Andrew was intrigued. John told me, then you saw what I did.
So, I'd say dump him now, Hassan told Andrew.
Why do you want me to dump him?
Do you want him to ask you after every time you had sex, how does that make you feel?
You are right. That would be weird. It will be turned into a therapy session.
Andrew and Hassan were laughing.
Andrew went in between Hassan's arms.
Are you feeling good?
Andrew asked.
I am happy, Hassan replied.
Are you falling for him?
I am, but this time, it's different.
What do you mean?
I've loved John for 6 years, but my feelings for Klaus are very strong. I feel I belong with him, and when I am with him, my body yearns for him in a way I cannot resist.
I am thinking about him all the time.
I am happy for you.
I am terrified.
Of being hurt? Asked Andrew.
I don't want to get hurt.
Klaus is different.
I am sure he is the one.
What if he isn't the one?
If he is not the one, you end up with me. Your chance is more significant than mine to have a boyfriend.
Who wouldn't be with you?
Believe me when I tell you Klaus is the one.
How do you know?
He cannot get his eyes off you.
The way he looks at you.
I can tell he is different.
You are my best friend.
I know.
I want you to promise me something.
Sure.
Whatever happens, I want you to keep my family together.
Are you going to die?
Andrew asked sarcastically to ease the tension.
Just promise me.
I promise.
Now, can you tell me what is going on?
I know it sounds like a drama, but every time I feel happy, something comes up, and catastrophe happens and everything is washed away.
I want you to promise me something.
Andrew asked Hassan for something while in tears.
Sure, Hassan nodded.
Never ever think about killing yourself again.
I know I did it once, and I won't do it again, said Hassan.
Promise?
Promise.
Someone knocked on the door, and it was Ethan.
Hassan told him to come in.
Hassan, you need to come down, Ethan asked Hassan in a rather worrying way.
Is everything okay?
Hassan did not have a good feeling about this. Please, come right now. Ethan implied urgency. Hassan stood up and went downstairs with Ethan. Hassan felt that something was going on that profoundly hurt somebody. Hassan looked over everyone, and he saw Tristan wearing the jacket of his father and crying. He didn't say anything, but just that he wants to talk to you, Ethan said. Hassan ran to Tristan and hugged him. It's okay now. You can let it out, Hassan said. I don't know what to do, Tristan cried and hugged Hassan. We will figure it out, but how are you holding now? Hassan asked. I lost everything, Tristan kept on crying. That is not true. You have me. You have us. He was very proud of you and the man you've become. You need to let me take care of you. Ethan, can you please take him to my room? I will be there, I have to do something before that, Hassan said. While Hassan had gone into the kitchen to prepare a soup, Ethan took Tristan to Hassan's room. What happened? Why is he crying? And what are you doing? Kara asked everyone there. His father passed away, and I am preparing soup, Hassan disclosed the sad news to Kara. Soup? Kyle said. I am preparing Tristan's father's recipe, Hassan told the others. I can help, Pete stepped forward. Thank you. One more thing, he will stay here for some time. Is that okay with you guys? Hassan asked if anybody had objections to Tristan staying over. As long as he wants to, Andrew showed a welcoming attitude. Andrew looked up to Hassan and saw that his face maintained a troubling expression. He could not understand why Hassan had that look on his face. Hassan finished the soup, poured it into a bowl and brought it upstairs to Tristan. Hey, you need to eat something, Hassan said, putting the tray on the table. I can't, Tristan was crying and was unable to eat due to grief. You can. It's your father's recipe, Hassan said. Is it? Tristan paused and then asked Hassan if he was telling the truth. I made it myself with Pete's help, Hassan confirmed. Tristan took the tray and had that soup from Hassan's hand. Hassan hugged Tristan and put the tray away. Do you know what my father would say about your soup? Tristan asked. He would say, child, put some salt in it. You haven't used any, Hassan replied. That is exactly what he would say. Thank you, Tristan smiled. You don't need to thank me, we are friends, Hassan tried to get over the formality. Can I stay with you? Tristan asked. As long as you want, Hassan replied. I meant moving to live here. You will stay in my room for a while until I prepare the room upstairs for you. My father wanted me to be here, between all of you. He was always fond of you. He was a great man. He raised you to be a responsible man. Then, why am I crying like a girl? Did you meet your mother today? She was at the hospital when my father passed away. She said that even though I look like a man, on the inside, I am a girl like the way I am crying. And you listen to her? Maybe she is right. She is wrong. You are a man inside out, and nothing wrong with crying. It is the way normal people react when they lose someone. The only thing wrong is that you listen to her. She is wrong. Tristan exclaimed. Yeah, she is. You know, your father told me once that you became the son he always dreamed about. He did. I wish you can see yourself through your father's eyes right now. You were the most important person in his life. Thank you. Andrew knocked on the door, come in, Hassan said. I want to check on you. How are you feeling? Andrew inquired about Tristan's condition. I feel better, Tristan replied. Andrew laid down on the bed next to Hassan. I want to tell you something, Andrew said. Are you talking to me? Tristan asked Andrew if he was talking to Tristan. Yes, Andrew said. Spill it. Hassan maintained a hard tone. We might eat your soup. All of it, Andrew said subtly and slowly. Andrew then laughed with Hassan and Tristan. Hassan was with Charlie a few weeks later at the shopping center. Charlie was extremely worried as she had left the baby with Maria.
"Stop worrying. She is with Maria, you basically have been raised by Maria," Hassan tried to assure Charlie.
"You are right," Charlie agreed with Hassan.
Someone came by and said, "Hi," to Hassan.
Hassan looked at him and said, "I know you from somewhere, but I cannot remember.
We met a few times.
I am Anton. I am working with Nicholas and Nina," Anton introduced himself to Charlie and Hassan.
"Oh yeah, but we never talked before," Hassan remembered.
"Who is the lovely lady with you?"
Anton was charmed by Charlie.
"She is Charlie, one of my friends," Hassan introduced Charlie to Anton.
"I am Anton.
Nice to meet you," Anton brought his hand forward to Charlie and introduced himself formally.
"Nice to meet you," Charlie replied.
Anton couldn't take his eyes off Charlie. He found himself attracted to her.
"We were about to grab a bite.
Would you like to join us?"
Hassan asked Anton.
"If that is okay with you too."
Anton was happy with it.
"We would like that," Hassan told Anton.
Hassan, Charlie and Anton sat at a table and tried to decide what they wanted to eat. Anton insisted that he receive Charlie's order.
Hassan and Charlie had a little chat while Anton was waiting for their orders.
"I am your friend."
Charlie was not interested in Anton joining her and Hassan.
"Didn't you see the way he looked at you?"
Hassan tried to convince her.
"He is older than me, at least 15 years," Charlie argued.
"So?
I am dating your father, and he is older than me.
Dating is not my game anymore.
Now I am a mom," Charlie said.
"You are pretty and young.
Anyone will be lucky to be with you.
Plus, he is really handsome," Hassan kept on convincing Charlie.
"He is charming, but I don't think he will be into me after knowing I am a single young mom."
Charlie was sure about what she said.
"How do you know when you haven't even tried?"
Hassan asked.
"I have never been with someone older than me," Charlie answered.
"He will be your first," said Hassan. Anton came with their order and sat down to eat.
Hassan was watching the way Anton was looking at Charlie.
"Anton, are you single?"
Hassan asked Anton if he was committed.
"I am a widower.
My wife died 5 years ago."
"And you haven't been with anyone since?"
Charlie asked Anton.
"I couldn't find anyone," Anton replied.
"What do you mean?"
Hassan asked.
"It is like I am searching for this perfect woman, who does not exist," Anton replied.
"Do you have kids?"
"Unfortunately, no.
You know, Charlie is a single mom.
She has Peyton, a lovely girl."
"Oh, I didn't realize you were married," Anton was surprised about Charlie being married.
"I am a single mom.
Thanks for bringing this up,"
Charlie replied, annoyed at his assumptions.
"I think you are strong and brave enough to have a baby.
I am sure you will find a good father for her," Anton gave well wishes to Charlie.
"That's what I told her, and she is always talking about how no one wants to be with a single mom," Hassan talked about Charlie.
"That is not true. You are a pretty rare flower, anyone will be lucky to have you," Anton emphasized Charlie's beauty.
"You think so?"
Charlie blushed.
"I would date someone like you, especially after knowing you are a single mom.
But I don't think you are into someone my age,"
Anton kept on impressing Charlie.
"See, Anton agreed with me.
And Anton, she thinks that age is just a number," Hassan told Anton.
"Stop it,"
Charlie said to Hassan as she couldn't stop blushing.
"Would you like to go out with me on a date?"
Anton asked Charlie out.
Charlie looked at Hassan, "Why are you looking at me?"
"He is the one who asked you, and I am not his type," Hassan teased her.
"Take your time to think," Anton did not want to force.
"She is a little shy, but believe me, she would," Hassan talked on behalf of Charlie.
"I want to hear from her," Anton preferred Charlie agreeing by herself.
If you don't date him, I would, Hassan whispered in Charlie's ear.
I will tell my dad about you, Charlie whispered back.
She said yes, but she is shy, Hassan replied.
I would like to go out with you, Charlie said yes to Anton's proposal.
Anton took Charlie's hand and kissed her hand softly. I promise you I will treat you the way you deserve, my lady, Anton said.
Oh, he is a gentleman, Hassan complimented Anton's demeanor. They had a little chat and finished their meal. After that, they decided to continue their visit to the shopping center for a while. Anton had locked his eyes on Charlie, he was so into her, and he did not realize that yet.
He smiled, thinking, she is really a wonderful lady. She is everything I want and has a daughter.
She is perfect.
They were going home after they were done shopping. Anton and Charlie agreed on Saturday night for a date. Anton took Charlie's phone number. Then Hassan and Charlie left on an Uber.
Do you think he is into me?
Charlie asked Hassan.
He wants to be a father for your daughter, Hassan guaranteed Charlie about Anton.
How do you know?
Charlie asked.
I am like your father, Hassan replied.
Do you think that we will have an intimate moment on the first date?
Maybe fourth or fifth date.
Really?
The man kissed your hand, and he would treat you like a lady.
I am not quite sure, what do you mean?
He is a gentleman. He wants to know you before anything happens between you both.
I take it you have never been with an old-fashioned gentleman.
I hope you are into him because a man like that is not easy to find.
You are saying that I have to date him?
You have dated a few men your age, right?
Right.
Did you like dating someone your age?
Not really.
Then, you will enjoy dating an old-fashioned gentleman, Hassan assured her.
I am afraid.
That is normal.
I am happy to have you in our life.
I might become your stepdad.
You would be a wonderful stepdad.
Charlie didn't take notice of his teasing.
Hassan hugged Charlie like his own child.
Charlie took a deep breath and smiled.
I am afraid that my dad won't be happy about me dating Anton, Charlie said.
You won't tell him until we are sure that you are into Anton.
For the time, leave your dad to me.
I can handle him.
Hassan and Charlie went home.
Hassan ran into Adam the moment he opened the door.
Hassan hugged Adam, sat on his knees and kissed him.
Adrian walked to Hassan and said, "Hey, you are home," and hugged Hassan.
"You missed me?"
"I was here last Sunday," Hassan chuckled and replied to Adrian.
"He wants to tell you about his day at school," Edward told Hassan.
"So, are you?"
Hassan asked.
"I did very well today on the exam," Edward said with sheer happiness.
"You did your part of our deal.
Now, it's my turn," Hassan said.
"You are spoiling them," Klaus said to Hassan.
"They are doing great, and they deserve a reward," Hassan replied.
"Do I deserve a reward?"
Klaus asked.
Sure, Hassan nodded.
"So, tell me, how was your day with Charlie?"
Klaus asked about their lunch.
"It was great.
We had so much fun, and finally, she let me pick a dress for her," Hassan said with joy.
"Can we see it?"
Klaus asked.
"Dad."
Charlie smirked.
"I want you to wear the dress and show it to us," Klaus asked Charlie.
"We only see you in jeans."
"I don't remember I have ever seen in a dress," Edward insisted Charlie wear the dress too.
"I will help her get dressed," Maria pledged to help.
Charlie came to her room to put on the dress.
Adrian began talking to Hassan about his school day, and Hassan listened to the kids with a big smile on his face.
Klaus held Adam between his arms and took a break, with Adrian watching Hassan.
On his father's face, Edward saw a smile.
He smiled and hugged his father. "I love you, and thank you for bringing him to our life," Edward said.
"Can I tell you a secret?"
Klaus asked.
"Sure," Edward replied.
"Your mother likes him," Klaus said.
"I know," Edward said as if he knew.
Klaus looked at Edouard and smiled. I missed you, son. I would never hurt you again, Klaus said.
Edouard looked at his father and smiled. I want a future with him, Dad, Edouard said.
Klaus took a deep breath. Charlie walked in her splendid dress with Maria.
Klaus looked at her with his jaw dropped. He couldn't believe what he was seeing.
You look amazing, Klaus was stunned.
Dad!
Charlie was happy with the compliments.
You look lovely in that dress.
You are the spitting image of your mother in that dress, Klaus was happy, and he was holding back tears.
Wow, you are a real lady, Adrian was amazed.
Yeah, that's my girl.
She is breathtaking, Hassan praised Charlie's beauty.
I already saw myself in the dress, Charlie said.
And you are so beautiful.
Would you like to dance with me?
Hassan put his hand forward to Charlie for a dance.
If you insist, Charlie replied.
Edouard was playing music, and Hassan took Charlie's hand and began dancing.
Klaus watched Hassan with a smile on his face.
Maria watched Charlie with unbridled happiness and told herself, God answered my prayers.
Edouard walked to Charlie and asked Hassan if his sister could dance with him.
Smiling, Hassan said, sure.
Maria was asked by Hassan to dance with him.
Bella began to dance to Adrian.
Klaus had not felt this joy and warmth for such a long time.
He shut his eyes and breathed deeply.
I really love him, Klaus told himself.
Maria took Adam from Klaus after a couple of minutes so he could dance with Hassan.
Hassan looked at Klaus, I've never felt like that before, and it was all he thought.
Klaus moved his face slowly, breathing on it, giving a deep passionate kiss to Hassan.
Hassan felt his heart stop with the whole world at this moment.
He was deeply in love with Klaus.
Klaus gave him all he wanted.
Hassan shut his eyes, put his head on Klaus' chest and took a long sigh.
Everybody was happy in that moment.
Charlie, Adrian, and Edouard knew they had two dads now.
Hassan, the foreigner who came into their lives, changed it all after their mother died.
The strange feeling that Lizzie was with Charlie, Adrian, Edouard, and Klaus.
Maria looked at the piano, where Lizzie usually sat.
When she saw Lizzie going to Hassan, she smiled.
From the back, Lizzie took Hassan and placed his hands on Klaus' back.
Thank you for bringing back my family, Lizzie said.
Hassan felt he had been in heaven, as his family was around him and the entire world was spinning.
Klaus sighed as he felt his heart taken captive by love.
His soul had found love with a person who was strong enough to collect and heal the pieces of his broken heart and return a balance to the family.
The picture now differed.
Klaus watched Hassan in the big picture.
Strangely, chilling, Hassan felt a sigh, holding Klaus narrowly.
A few weeks later, Hassan went to work at the restaurant.
But he couldn't find Ruby.
He was concerned about her, so he asked the other restaurant worker, if Ruby comes, just ask her to come to my office.
A while later, Ruby came, and she was told to see Hassan in his office.
Ruby was concerned that Hassan would be mad about her and fire her.
So, she entered the office and said, you asked for me?
Yes, please have a seat, Hassan invited her in.
I am sorry for being late.
Please don't fire me, Ruby requested.
I'm not going to fire you, Hassan cleared Ruby's doubts with a soft smile.
Why am I here?
Ruby asked.
I wanted to check on you if you have any problems or you need something.
You have done enough for me.
I didn't do anything.
If you want to reduce your work responsibility or work time, it's okay.
You can ask.
I just need to figure out things with my mom about our schedule.
After that, I promise you I won't be late.
How much do you love your kid?
More than anything.
Ruby was in tears.
Then let me help you.
There is a daycare center close to the restaurant.
I will take you there to register your baby, Hassan advised Ruby, I cannot afford it.
I know you want the best for your kid.
So just say yes.
Thank you.
One more thing.
We didn't have a baby shower for you, so we saved the money, and I will send it today to your account. You are doing a lot of things for me.
Thank you.
You did choose to fight for your kid, and I will make sure that you fight till the end.
I don't know how to thank you, Ruby sighed.
No need to thank me. Let us go to the daycare center, Hassan comforted Ruby. Hassan went with Ruby to register her kid at the daycare center. Ruby was glad that she had Hassan on her side. She said to herself, he will be an amazing father. When they got back to the restaurant, Hassan saw Carlos waiting for him.
Hey, Carlos.
What a surprise. Hassan said to Carlos.
Hey, how are you doing?
Carlos greeted back.
I am doing great, thanks for asking.
How are you doing?
I am doing okay, thanks.
Do you have a minute?
Sure, let's go to my office.
Hassan took Carlos to his office to talk.
How can I help you? Asked Hassan.
Is the job offer still on?
Of course.
When can I start?
Can you tell me why have you changed your mind?
I quit.
And the reason?
My salary was not enough and my schedule has been changed.
Okay, do you have a resume?
I didn't have time to print it.
Can you send it to me?
Sure.
Hassan gave his email to Carlos so that he could send his resume to Hassan.
Hassan printed it when he received it.
Can I get your ID, social insurance number and your bank account information?
I have it with me.
Great, now I'll walk you through your salary, benefits, work hours and tips.
But first, I need to know your schedule.
You are paying benefits?
Why do you look surprised?
It's just I haven't received any benefits before.
Anyway, I won't be able to work today.
I have school.
No worries.
Hassan wrote per hour rate for Carlos on the paper and showed it to Carlos, and then he discussed all of the details.
Now, you will work 4 days a week.
Is that okay for you?
Hassan said.
Why not 5 days a week?
You need a day off to plan your week, and you need to be with your boyfriend.
I don't know how to thank you.
I know a way.
Okay.
I want you to be happy.
Thank you.
Now I can see why John is crazy about you.
Was.
Now, he is crazy about you.
You gave him another chance to be happy.
Whatever happens, please don't take his side without listening to me.
I am listening.
He slept with many people in the past, and that terrified me.
What if he slept with more or left me for another one?
He is not that kind.
Then, why did he do it in the past?
He didn't tell you.
Yes, he did.
He is not a bad guy.
He is just a man with feelings, and he would never do the same to you.
How do you know?
Because he has learned his lesson and won't make the same mistake again.
Oh, my God.
You are in love with him.
I don't know what to do.
Carlos' tears started dripping down his eyes.
Don't be your own enemy.
What do you mean?
You have all the tools to be happy.
Use them to be happy.
I want John to be happy, and you are perfect for him.
So, stop being a baby and find a way to be happy with him.
Got it, Carlos smiled.
Now go, and Ruby will show you around.
Carlos went around with Ruby.
John called Hassan, and the first thing he asked was about Carlos.
Hey.
Did Carlos come to you?
John asked Hassan about Carlos' visit.
Yes, he is here.
Can I tell you something?
Hassan said to John.
Sure, John replied.
Don't ever hurt him, or I will kill you.
Can you tell me what happened?
He is in love with you, dummy.
Really?
John was happy.
He is your chance to have everything you ever dreamed about.
Don't make the same mistake again.
I will ask him to move in with me.
Is that okay?
John took a long sigh.
Why are you asking me?
Hassan asked John.
It is your house.
Do you think I will stand in the way of your happiness?
Plus, he is one of us now.
Thank you.
Just be happy.
Now I have to go.
See you at home.
See you at home.
The call ended.
John placed his phone on his heart and breathed deeply.
He is in love with me, John said.
After work, Hassan returned home and found Andrew eating ice cream.
What happened to you?
Hassan said.
Dating a shrink sucks.
I am like people who have been thrown into the emotional ringer, Andrew shouted.
I thought you were done with him.
Hassan was confused.
I lied, okay.
Every one of you has a partner except me.
I am freaking alone.
Don't you see me crying on the inside?
Andrew was in tears while eating ice cream.
What do you want me to do?
I set you up with some dates, but you weren't interested, Hassan replied.
You know what you have to do, Andrew told Hassan.
We've talked about this many times, Hassan took a long sigh.
And yet you don't get it, Andrew replied instantly.
You know it's wrong.
Hassan tried to correct Andrew.
You are wrong, Andrew quickly blamed Hassan.
Hassan took his phone and called Oliver.
Hey, Oliver.
How are you?
Hassan greeted.
I am fine, thank you.
How are you?
Oliver replied.
I am okay.
Can I ask you something?
Hassan asked.
Sure, Oliver answered.
Are you interested in dating Andrew?
Hassan talked on behalf of Andrew.
He is a nice guy, but I don't know how he will react if he knows my story, Oliver voiced his concern.
I told him, and he doesn't mind.
He has asked me 1,000 times about you, Hassan tried to convince Oliver.
Andrew took Hassan's phone, what the hell?
Hassan said.
Just tell me, yes or no.
Andrew took matters into his hands and asked Oliver bluntly.
I think I have no choice, Oliver replied.
Is that a yes?
Andrew tried to confirm.
Yes, I would like to date you, Oliver instantly said.
I will take your number from Hassan, Andrew said to Oliver.
Andrew gave the phone back to Hassan.
He said yes, Andrew said.
Okay, Oliver.
Talk to you later, Hassan said to Oliver.
Bye, said Oliver, and the call was cut.
Are you happy now?
Hassan said to Andrew.
Shut up and be happy for me.
I promise you I will be very careful, Andrew gave a shut up call to Hassan.
I know you will, Hassan trusted Andrew's words.
By the way, John accidentally mentioned Oliver to his shrink, Andrew told Hassan about John's actions.
I don't like that shrink.
Anyway, Oliver is not his real name.
He changed it recently.
What is his real name?
Never ask this question, understood?
You are evil.
I know.
John will ask Carlos to move in with him.
I know.
It's about time that John follows the way to his happiness.
What about Klaus?
What about him?
Do you love him?
I am deeply in love with him.
Does he feel the same?
What do you think?
I see him crazy about you.
You bring out the best of him, and he is always melting in your smile.
It's about time to be happy.
I am happy, but...
What?
I have that feeling that someday not far, something will happen.
Don't think like that, he is in love with you.
I know.
What do you think about inviting him and his kids for dinner on Saturday?
That is a good idea.
Please don't invite the shrink.
I am not insane to invite him, but I want to invite Oliver.
Is that okay?
I don't mind.
I will call Klaus and let him know.
Before that, where is Oliver's number?
I will send it to you.
Okay.
Hassan sent Oliver's phone number to Andrew, and then he called Klaus.
Hey, you.
How is it going?
Hassan asked Klaus.
Everything is okay.
What about you?
Klaus replied to Hassan.
Everything just fine.
I was wondering if you, the kids and Maria could have dinner at my house on Saturday with the whole gang?
Hassan invited Klaus and his family to dinner at his place.
With the whole gang?
Klaus asked while laughing.
You know, the gang at my house, Hassan replied with a laugh.
I know what you mean, and we would love to join you and the gang for dinner on Saturday.
But now you need to save me, Klaus agreed but asked for a favor in return.
What is happening?
Hassan asked.
My parents are here in Toronto, and they want to meet you, Klaus informed Hassan about his parents' arrival.
Your parents?
Yes, and they are here to meet you.
Why?
I mean, why?
They want to meet my boyfriend, that's all.
Okay, I will go to your house.
I have to check on Peyton anyway.
What about Peyton?
Is everything all right?
Relax, nothing happened.
Just Charlie has a date today, and I offered to take care of Peyton.
Charlie has a date?
Did you think she will stay single forever?
I didn't see that coming.
Anyway, who is the lucky guy?
I have to go.
See you at home.
But.
Klaus was about to say something, but Hassan cut the call.
Hassan didn't tell Klaus who Charlie was going on a date with.
But he was about to tell Klaus soon.
Hassan took a shower and then rushed to Klaus' house.
Maria opened the door.
Thank God you are here, Maria was relieved to see Hassan.
Sorry for being late, Hassan apologized for the delay.
Hassan, am I right?
Valerie asked.
Yes, I am Hassan.
Nice to meet you.
Hassan replied.
Likewise.
Valerie shared mutual feelings.
Klaus didn't mention that you are so pretty, Hassan complimented Klaus' mother.
Thanks, my dear.
Valerie appreciated the compliment.
So, you are the one who's Nicholas dating?
Klaus' father, Dennis, asked.
Hi, sir, yes, I am Hassan.
Hassan moved forward to meet Klaus' father.
Please call me Dennis.
Dennis asked Hassan to spare the formality.
Nice to meet you, Hassan replied.
We heard so much about you, Dennis said to Hassan.
We are curious about you, Valerie said.
I hope you heard good things, Hassan replied.
Adam walked to Hassan.
Hassan picked him up and played together with him.
Adam was rattling.
The kids love you.
No wonder why, Valerie acknowledged the kids' love for Hassan.
He treats them well, Dennis seconded Valerie.
They are a part of my family, and I would never hurt them, Hassan replied humbly.
Charlie told us you picked the name for her daughter, Valerie asked.
I suggested the name, and she liked it, Hassan replied.
Grandpa and Grandma here.
I am so happy to see you.
Edward came rushing towards his grandparents.
I missed you so much.
Soon, Adrian came in and hugged his grandmother.
How is school?
Dennis asked Edward.
I am doing great at school.
Everyone loved my science project, Edward told his grandparents about his day at school.
A science project?
Valerie exclaimed in surprise.
Yes, Hassan helped me with it, Edward replied.
I see.
Welcome back, little nerd, Valerie was happy.
Where is Charlie?
Dennis asked about Charlie.
She has a date, Adrian answered.
A date?
Valerie seemed to be surprised.
Yes, that's true, Edward said.
Hassan, do you know about Charlie's date?
Valerie asked Hassan.
Yes, I know everything about it, Hassan replied.
But you never told me who she is dating.
Hi, Mom and Dad, Klaus came in and greeted his parents.
Hey Klaus, Valerie replied to Klaus.
Hey, son, Dennis also greeted his son.
Klaus kissed his mom on the cheek and forehead and hugged his father.
Can you tell me who she is dating?
Klaus asked Hassan about Charlie's date.
Promise me you will stay calm, Hassan asked Klaus.
I will try, Klaus gave an uncertain response.
Edward, can you take Adam and Adrian with you?
Hassan asked Edward to take Adam and Adrian to the room.
Edward seized Adam and took Adrian out of Hassan's hands, and went upstairs.
Who is she dating?
Klaus asked Hassan.
She is dating Anton, the one who works with you, Hassan finally disclosed.
Who?
Why?
He is older than her, Klaus did not take it positively.
She likes him, and she is a grown woman.
She can choose who she is dating, Hassan tried to justify.
No, I will not allow this to continue, Klaus replied.
Why?
Hassan asked.
You asked me to get more involved with my kid's life, and she is my kid.
I said to get more involved, not take control of their life.
Why are you doing this?
They are not your kids, Klaus yelled at Hassan.
Hassan, panting, looked at Klaus.
Behind Hassan, Edward was standing, and he heard it all.
Klaus knew he had said something he wasn't supposed to say.
Take it back, Edward commanded his father.
I am so sorry, please don't leave, Klaus requested Hassan to stay.
I won't leave.
I don't hide from anything.
You said they are not my kids, guess what?
You're mistaken, they are my kids, and I have every right to defend them.
She is a single mom.
Do you have any idea how it is hard for her?
So, he is older than her, so are you.
This is the 8th date, and yet he didn't get her pants off.
He treats her like a lady.
The first thing today, he asked her was about Peyton.
You should be happy for her, she found a good father for her daughter.
Do not stand in front of me and yell.
I am sorry.
I don't know why I said that, Klaus apologized to Hassan for misbehaving.
You are a father.
You have the right to defend their happiness, Hassan tried to motivate Klaus.
Son, you should be happy to have such a wonderful guy who cares about your family.
Obviously, his family too.
And Hassan, I don't know how to say this.
You are a real parent for them, don't ever stop taking care of them, Valerie appreciated Hassan's efforts and tried to put some sense in Klaus.
They are part of my world, Hassan said.
Are you angry at me?
Klaus asked.
No, I love you.
Hassan smiled.
What did you say?
Klaus asked Hassan to say those words again.
Klaus walked toward Hassan, panting.
Please say it again, Klaus said.
I love you, Hassan confessed again.
I was afraid to tell you that I love you, but you are in love with me too, Klaus was in tears.
What are you waiting for?
Kiss him, son.
Dennis stood up and said.
Klaus wrapped his arms around Hassan and kissed him.
Then, Klaus put his forehead on, he smiled and said, I love you.
I love you too.
Hassan replied.
Now I have to ask you to move in with us.
Klaus told Hassan.
You want me to move here?
Hassan could not believe what Klaus had just said.
It doesn't make any sense to live in another house.
I am here, our kids are here, Klaus said.
Our kids?
Hassan ratified Klaus.
Yes, our kids, Klaus agreed.
Klaus is right, you need to move here, Valerie insisted on Hassan too.
Yes, please, Edward followed his grandmother's lead.
It is the right thing to do, Dennis motivated Hassan as well.
Okay, Hassan agreed.
Okay, so you will move in with us?
Klaus asked Hassan to confirm his decision.
Yes, I will move here, Hassan confirmed.
Son, you found a good man, don't lose him, Dennis told Klaus.
Next visit, I want a wedding, Valerie said excitingly.
A wedding?
Klaus and Hassan screamed together.
Why not?
You are both deeply in love, and you share kids, Valerie said to both of them.
If you both get married, remember, no divorce, Dennis told the lovebirds.
It's a one-way trip.
Once you are in, you cannot leave.
Are you in?
Klaus tried to make sure Hassan knew what he was doing.
All the way long, Hassan approved.
Klaus took Hassan and gave him a big hug, followed by a passionate kiss.
He closed his eyes then took a deep breath. Then, with a big smile on their faces, everybody looked at Hassan and Klaus. Afterward, Maria lit the candle and began to pray. She saw Lizzie standing in her room after she finished praying.
"I think it's time to move on," Maria said.
Lizzie looked at Maria and said, "Not yet. Everything is going to be okay. Nicholas and the kids are happy now," Maria said to Lizzie.
"The big dark cloud will come sometime soon.
We are here for him and our beloved," Lizzie said.
"We?"
Maria got confused by what Lizzie said.
"I am not alone.
I brought some company," Lizzie clarified. Maria saw a man and woman holding hands, a girl and a boy holding each other's hands. She couldn't see their face, and a young man stood up in the dark.
Maria put her hand on her own, panting.
"You are all here for him and his family?"
Maria said.
"We are all his family, and you are also part of his family."
With this, Hassan's mother came in.
"We are here for our son."
Hassan's father joined the party too.
"Is he dying?"
Maria asked as she was confused by what was happening.
"He is not dying.
He will live long enough, but something terrible will happen to him," Lizzie told Maria.
"I am here with you," Maria was crying.
Hassan was preparing for the dinner with Kara and Pete on Saturday.
Archie played with John and Carlos. Kyle spoke to Tristan, and Andrew spoke to Oliver.
Ethan had to buy some things, so he prepared a list and went to the supermarket with Kara and Pete. Hassan was concerned about how he would give everyone the news about Klaus.
Kara noticed that Hassan was anxious. "Are you all right?"
Kara asked.
"I don't know how to break the news to you all," Hassan told Kara.
"Tell me, I might help." Kara was hopeful that she could help Hassan.
"Don't tell anyone yet," Hassan warned Kara.
"Tell them what?"
Kara asked.
"I am moving in with Klaus," Hassan broke the news to Kara about him moving in with Klaus.
"What?"
Kara screamed.
"Is everything all right?"
John asked.
"Hassan won't let me use the salt," Kara changed the topic and stalled John.
"You know him," John replied, unaware.
"It is time to move in with him," Hassan whispered to Kara.
Kara was happy that Hassan was moving in with Klaus, but unhappy as they were all going to miss him, especially on the Friday nights, and insisted Hassan visit them at least on Fridays.
"I never thought this day will come, but you have to come here to spend every Friday with us," Kara said to Hassan.